This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Okay, that unemployment number from this morning. Another 2.1 million people filed for benefits in the past week, 40-something million since everything shut down. And 55% of the jobs in this economy that vanished in the past month were jobs lost by women. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on the labor market coronavirus gender gap.
Think about the job losses right now. Clerks at retailers, restaurant servers, office assistants. This is work done mainly by women. And these jobs aren't all coming back. 42-year-old Adriana Lona lost her position at a nonprofit near Chicago planning live events.
Considering everything that happened, I would have to most likely give up that role, yes.
Industries that mainly employ men, think manufacturing, construction, they haven't lost as many jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. That's the exact opposite of what happened during the 2008 financial crisis. Jasmine Tucker at the National Women's Law Center reminds me that was called the man session.
Construction stopped happening on new homes. We saw a lot of production and manufacturing halting, and that's also a male-dominated job.
Tucker says, according to her research, now we're in a she session, and women could have a harder time getting back into the workforce than men did after the Great Recession, especially women who have kids, like Amy Gurgley in upstate New York. She lost her tech job in mid-March and is now the primary caregiver and homeschooler for her 8-year-old son.
And I really don't know how that will pan out when I'm looking for potentially for a full-time job.
Some new jobs are being created right now, says Andrew Challenger of Challenger Gray and Christmas.
The jobs that are being added tend to be on the back end in supply chain and logistics in the warehouses.
But that work is mainly done by men. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.